Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Holy and righteous God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you above all things, nor our neighbor as ourselves, and are worthy therefore to be cast away from your presence if you should judge us according to our sins. But you have promised, O Heavenly Father, to receive with tender mercy all repentant sinners who turn to you and with a living faith seek refuge in your fatherly compassion and in the merits of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Our transgressions you will not regard nor count them against us. Relying upon your promise, we confidently pray that you would be merciful and gracious to us and forgive us all our sins to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen. There's a unique ministry to women in Baldwin County which began almost a year ago. Its focus is on chemical dependency problems. Home of Grace is the name. It seeks to work with women who are suffering from addiction issues using a Christ-based 12-point plan over a period of 12 to 16 weeks. Zion Lutheran Church is one of a number of churches in Baldwin County who are supportive of this ministry. The director of Home of Grace is our Christian brother, Patrick Collins, who will present God's Word this morning and discuss how that Word is worked into the lives of the residents there at Home of Grace. Patrick?
Thank you, Pastor Dave, and good morning, everybody. It's certainly a pleasure to be here. I just want to start out by asking you, have you ever lost anything? If you are a human being and you are alive, you have lost something. It is part of what we do. You might have lost your glasses, you might have lost your pocketbook, or you might have lost that important telephone number that you've been meaning to hold on to so you could return the call. You might have lost your car keys this very morning. No, and I don't want you to go look for those right now. You'll find them. What I want you to do is think about that stress or that tension that you feel inside when you're losing something that it creates inside of us. There's a tension that builds up as we try to find something that has been lost. There's also relief on the other side of that when we find something that was first lost. Perhaps an even greater tension builds up in us when we lose ourselves. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been in an unfamiliar city and not known where you are or where you need to go? Would you agree with me that situation is stressful? Isn't it a relief when we find the way, almost enough to make us want to rejoice? In Luke chapter 5, we have the familiar story of the shepherd and the lost sheep. Jesus is telling this parable to the sinners and tax collectors who were present, while the Pharisees look on with disdain. Jesus says, "Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be rejoicing in heaven when one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent." This parable describes God's desire to find sinners and bring them back into the fold. The owner throws a party, asking his neighbors to celebrate with him since the lost sheep is found. In the same way, Jesus says, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. When a sinner turns to God, there is a party in heaven. In the same passage, Jesus tells the parable of a lost coin. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, Jesus tells us that there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Sinners should be told that God is looking for them. Disciples should diligently engage in the search for sinners on behalf of the Lord they serve. Jesus himself gives a clear example for us to follow. But finding lost sheep and missing coins is a believer's priority. Jesus involved himself with sinners. So should you and I. To repent means to turn away from, our old ways of doing things and follow a new path. Notice that in both of the parables I mentioned, Jesus ends his story by telling us that the angels in all heaven will rejoice when one sinner turns back to God. Can you imagine what rejoicing in heaven looks like? And how can we ever think God does not care when Jesus tells us that there's a party in heaven when one of the lowest among us finds a personal relationship with Christ? One of the authors of our Gospels was a sinner named Matthew. Jesus had the occasion for this encounter during his travels. Jesus saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told the sinner, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner later at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Have you ever asked yourself whether you are one of the righteous or one of the sinners in need of repentance? I wonder why the heavens would be so joyful over a sinner coming to find the Lord. Would it not be just as important that so many others have no need of repentance? Apparently not. The underlying question is whether we are sent here to serve God, or is God here to serve us? If we are sent to serve God and we want to serve Him, we have to wonder what we can do to make the heavens rejoice. We can repent of our sins, of course, but we can also lead others to do the same. I myself were faced with this question last year. Let me explain. There is an upstart ministry here that Pastor Dave mentioned in Baldwin County, and I'm the director of the ministry. My wife also serves in a key position, sharing her experience and gifts with these fine ladies that God lets us help. We have a relatively small staff, but they are loyal and they all want to make the heavens rejoice. We are a nonprofit company and the board of directors oversees our program. We have many volunteers who certainly supplement what we do and help in so many ways. The mission of the Home of Grace is to help women who have issues with drugs or alcohol. It might be presumptuous to say this, but it is easy to imagine that the addicts who come for help are the same sinners that Jesus referred to when he said, "For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Home of Grace, Baldwin County, opened its doors to serve the people in our area over a year ago. In a manner, today we are celebrating our first anniversary, if you would. Since that time, quite a few ladies have been helped, but one of the side effects of helping these sinners is that families are changed too. Children who have watched their mother fall into sin through drugs and alcohol have seen their mother turn to the road of restoration. The impact on those children and those families will help break the curse of addiction at this generation. We have also had an impact, or we're beginning to see an impact, on the court system. Instead of impounding these women to prison, we see them restored and to become useful, productive Christian members of this society. People that we want here. But why does any of this matter? There are over 6 billion people in this world, and they all have problems. Does God really care about us all, each one of us? Just like in Luke 15, the parable of the 99 sheep and the one that was lost. The shepherd left the 99 and went out until he found the missing one. Jesus is telling us the importance God places on one person. And who are these people that need help at the home of grace? Maybe you yourself feel that discomfort down inside of you, fearful or lost. You may be able to smile, you might go to church, you might even look real good from the outside. But you might also deeply understand Proverbs 14:13 when it says, "Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and in the end of mirth is heaviness." I'm going to read that again. "Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is heaviness." For some, in an effort to kill that inner sorrow or to numb the pain, they turn to alcohol or drugs. Others among us use other methods to deal with the inner turmoil or feelings of hurt. Those are the things that separate us from God. It might be work, it might be pornography, it might be some other issue. For our ministry, we focus on women who struggle with the problem of substance abuse. But if the truth be known, almost anyone could benefit from what the Home of Grace offers. At the Home of Grace, the women we see are given a chance to connect with God, to connect with the Lord, some for the first time in their lives. A lot of the stories we hear are tragic, and all are sorrowful. What is so awesome about what we do is that we get to see firsthand, up close, redemption. It is not us. It is the healing ministry of the Holy Spirit. We just get to watch from the front row. I believe there have been some parties in heaven about what has happened at the Home of Grace these past 12 months or so. Many of us know the quote from Genesis that says, "So God created man in his image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. One individual is worth more than the whole earth." Jesus said, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?" One soul. If, with the help of the Lord, we help save one soul, we have gained more than the whole world. Everything we do at the Home of Grace depends on the generosity of this community. All of our facilities, our staff, the food we eat, or they eat, the books, all are donated. We have not, nor will we, turn anyone needing and desiring help away because of money. We are supported by churches, businesses, and individuals, and they keep us going. Some leaders, like Pastor Dave at Zion Lutheran, help us. Pastor Dave and many others have a real passion for this service work. We could use your help. And if you feel it on your heart, call to help us in any way. You can reach us at 946-3355. If you know someone who might need the kind of help we provide, you can call us. Again, that number is 946-3355. Our website is www.homeofgracebaldwin.org. That's homeofgracebaldwin.org. Home of Grace Baldwin is one long word. May God bless you this day. Now, go find those car keys and go to church. And remember to read your Bible.
Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.